Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today we're diving into the science of cellular antioxidants, skin longevity, and how protecting your cells from oxidative stress can transform your health from the inside out. I'm joined by Françoise Fix, CEO of Glycidin Skin Nutrients and a leader in the intersection of clinical skincare, nutritional science, and antioxidant research. With decades of experience developing global beauty brands and pioneering bioactive SOD formulations backed by clinical trials, Françoise brings a deep understanding of how cellular protection influences aging, inflammation, and overall vitality. In this episode, he breaks down the role of oxidative stress in both skin and systemic aging, why superoxide dismutase is considered one of the most powerful defense enzymes, and how targeted nutritional therapies can support everything from immune health to skin radiance. If you're interested in longevity, beauty from within, and evidence-based biohacking, you're going to take a lot away from this conversation. And as always, if you can subscribe, leave a review, or share this episode with a friend, it helps support the show and means so much. So now let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. We are here with Françoise. How do you say your name?
François.
Oh, François. Okay. So you are the president and founder of IsoCell. Basically, these supplements, oral supplements for our skin. So we're going to get all into skin health, which everyone wants to know about, because I will do everything and most people will do everything for good skin. So tell us about your journey into this. I know you have, over 20 years of experience in the cosmetic space and skincare. So how did you go from skincare to realizing that beauty also comes from within?
Well, that's a long journey. it is true that I worked for L'Oreal and Johnson & Johnson for 17 years, going up the corporate ladder and enjoying it. And I don't know, it's probably when I was, I had some sort of midlife crisis when I was 40 years old. I wanted to get to do my own things, to have better control of my life. So I decided that I would leave the comfort and of big corporate life and careers to get started and do my own things. So at first it was not I didn't go straight into oral products. I started a small venture company, and we invested in projects. And one day I met those two French immunologists who were conducting research at a French hospital called La Pitié-Salpêtrière. That's right in the heart of Paris. It's a very well-known medical institution or hospital in France, because it's one of the world's largest hospital for the treatment of tropical diseases.
Yeah.
Because of France's past in Africa, anyway, those two immunologists were conducting research in the field of AIDS research, and they were looking for some sort of natural product that could help in the process, in the healing process for AIDS patients. And those researchers were working under the supervision of Professor Luc Montagnier. He's the recipient of the 2008 Nobel Prize of Medicine for the discovery of AIDS. And wow. He is a true believer in natural medicine, in natural products. And he believes that in the therapeutic arsenal against AIDS, natural products and natural medicine has a big role to play, because traditional chemotherapies, you know, will fight the virus. And today you can reach pretty good results with chemotherapy. You can block the presence of the virus in under 1% of your body cells.
Wow.
But those chemotherapies, or treat therapies, or they don't do anything against the damage done by the virus. Well, that you have to start the healing process. And that's where he believed that a natural product could play a big role. So those two scientists came to see me and they said, well, we've managed to develop a oral bioactive or bioavailable form of superoxide dismutase. It's a bit of a barbarian term, but it's a very critical enzyme that was previously injected but never orally bioavailable. So they had a patent.
For immunology?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. SOD, superoxide dismutase, and I could go back on the, was discovered in 1968 by two American scientists, Joe McCord and Michael Fridovich. And they discovered the very critical role of that enzyme in the they call it the master defense system, cellular defense. So it's the first line of defense for cells, our body cells.
If you want better sleep, focus, brain health, immunity, energy, and even a more peaceful mood, I have to tell you about a supplement brand I'm obsessed with. I like to think of myself as a bit of a connoisseur of supplements, and let me tell you, I found some of the most delicious, high-quality stacks out there. They're called Sunny Within, and they came in these individual liposomal packets that taste like a sweet treat, but with all the health benefits. What makes them different? Made with 100% organic avocado oil, no stevia or fillers, just clean ingredients. And because they're liposomal, they're more absorbable than most supplements on the market. I honestly look forward to taking them every day. They taste amazing and I feel the difference. And here's the best part, you can use my discount code BiohackerBlondie for 25% off your order. That's such a good deal. You can just go and head to sunnywithin.com/biohackerBlondie or click the link in the show notes to grab yours today. Fuel your body with supplements that actually work and taste good while doing it.
And I'll come back on that subject later on. But so until their discovery, SOD could be injected directly on the in the location of the inflammation. And if you dig into a little bit into research, there are over 10,000 published journal articles on injectable SOD. However,
I'm always learning something new. I swear. I always think I know everything in this space, but I'm always learning.
This is remarkable. It's a universe, it's a world on its own, enzymes,
yeah,
and especially right. Antioxidant enzymes. So anyway, in France and in Europe, we had what was called a mad cow disease, and you couldn't use animal extracts and inject them. So they had to find a alternative form of SOD that would be digested. However, and something that was foreign to animal.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Extract. It had to be a botanical extract. However, if you ingest SOD or botanical extract rich in SOD, SOD will be destroyed in the stomach by the acidity of the stomach. So it's not really bioactive. It doesn't do anything, basically. So that's when those two guys developed and patented a bioactive form of SOD using gliadin. Gliadin is a fraction of wheat. So it's a bit of a bad word in some parts of the world because it's a fraction of gluten. You know, let's say things directly. However, and I'll tell you more about that fraction of gluten. Basically, and that coating. So they take a botanical extract which is natural rich in SOD, and they coat it with gliadin, which enables the enzyme to be bioactive. But when I met them, we were not at this stage. They just had a patent. So they knew the product would work with in vitro work, but they hadn't done any in vivo experiment, and they were very far away from developing a product.
If you're spending money on your skincare routine, serums, moisturizers, facials, but if you're still washing your face with tap water, you might be undoing it all. Tap water can be filled with chlorine, heavy metals, and impurities that strip your skin's natural microbiome, leading to breakouts, dryness, and dullness. But what if I told you I had the answer? It's called Filter Baby, and it's a total game changer. You just screw it on to your bathroom faucet, super easy, and thousands of people, including me, are already seeing the difference in their skin. I used to get random breakouts for no reason, but since using Filter Baby, I have clear, calm, and healthy skin. If you deal with acne, sensitive skin, or just want your glow back, Filter Baby is a no-brainer. Click the link in the show notes or head to the shop tab on my website, and don't forget to use the code BIOHACKERBONDY for a special discount. Your skin will thank you. Peptides are everywhere right now, and honestly, for a good reason. They're one of the most powerful tools in regenerative health, from supporting weight loss and building lean muscle to immune support, better sleep, faster recovery, and optimizing hormones. Peptides have been a major part of my wellness journey for years, but the most important thing when choosing peptides is quality, purity, and transparency. That's why I'm so excited about Soma peptides. Soma offers high purity, medical grade peptides that are third party tested, manufactured in the US in FDA registered facilities, and verified for potency and purity. Everything is clearly labeled, easy to order, and backed by rigorous quality control, so you know exactly what you're putting into your body. No complicated hoops to jump through, just high quality peptides you can trust delivered directly to you. If you've been thinking about trying peptides, this is a great place to start. You can use my code JennyJones for 15% off your order. Just head over to yoursoma.com or click the link in the show notes and use code JennyJones to start your journey toward regenerative health.
So that's when I got interested. And I was especially interested in that enzyme because I worked on that enzyme when I was at L'Oreal. Because
really?
L'Oreal has multiple patents on superoxide dismutase, on hair application to prevent hair loss and hair graying.
Oh my gosh!
So I was a little bit
familiar.
Knowledgeable. I had some knowledge about this product, this enzyme, and that was very intriguing to me. So we talk, and I said, well, this is serious. You know, we could do something very interesting with this product, with this patent. So I set up a company. I left in the financing world, which I didn't have a lot of interest for investing. You know, I like to do things myself. I don't like to rely on other people or invest in other things. I like to do things myself. And brought in, of course, the two scientists, and we pulled together and started that company called IsoCell. And we built a strategy. And we raise money, because in life sciences you cannot do anything without money, and big amount of money. So that's when we transform a patent into a product. By after 2 years of experiment, we finally had a product. We managed to manufacture that coating protection of gliadin around that botanical extract, which funny enough, we found that extract rich in SOD in melon.
Yeah.
So
is that where it came from back then when they were doing the injections? Is it came from the specific melon?
No. When they were doing the injections, it was coming from beef liver. Because liver is very, very rich in SOD. So they would extract it.
It's the hell. Like, everyone is eating raw liver now for these health benefits, but maybe it's the SOD.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But it also has a lot of toxins. So I don't know if you want to eat so much liver. But anyway.
Eat the melon. So,
yeah, they would extract SOD from beef, and then beef SOD is very homologous to human SOD. You can inject beef SOD directly, but you cannot do that with botanical extracts, because it's too different from human SOD. So you cannot inject it. It has to go through digestion, and reach the upper level of the intestine, where you have 70% of your immunocompetent cells. So
in the large intestine.
And there is, before we dig further into the SOD, I want to share with you why SOD is so critical, because every human being, whether it's a plant or an animal or a human, who consumes oxygen produces SOD, because oxygen is the most toxic free radical, they are called oxygen reactive species. And basically what happens is that when you breathe in oxygen is the source of energy for your cells. So your cells are going to burn that oxygen. Mm-hmm. And in the process of burning that oxygen, they will produce 2-3% of toxic molecules, which are oxygen molecules that are not properly burned, which are called oxygen reactive species. And they are the most toxic form of free radicals. So most of your listeners will be familiar with free radical from sun radiation. But as a matter of fact, oxygen is the source of the most toxic free radicals. So the problem is really oxygen is killing you slowly because of the oxygen reactive species. But without oxygen, you die immediately. So you have... And it's half a joke, but basically what happens is that, so the consumption of oxygen leads to very toxic free radicals, oxygen reactive species. And those free radicals are molecules that are missing one electron. So they will try to reach stability by gathering an electron on anywhere they can find it. And in this process, they will do those free radicals are going to do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So thank God, you know, life and nature is well organized. We have our own line of defense against those toxic free radicals. Mm-hmm. And it's an enzymatic pathway that will detoxify toxic oxygen reactive species into oxygen and water. Mm-hmm. So, and the first line of defense is superoxide dismutase. And then, so when a cell is in presence of free radicals, it will produce that enzyme. And then another of other enzymes, such as catalase, glutathione, and so on, to detoxify those free radicals. And the very interesting thing about SOD is that, as I said, every living organism, whether plants and humans that consume oxygen, has developed its those enzymes to fight free radicals. Mm. And the most interesting part is that the more SOD a living being produces, the longer they live.
So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder, and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my frothed milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE at checkout. So I have some exciting news. I just launched my brand new fitness platform, Happier Health Fitness, and I could not be more excited to share it with you. For a limited time, you can try it free for 7 days, and after that, it's just $9.99 a month or $99 for the year. That's it. Think about it. We spend almost $10 on a latte or smoothie, but now you can have unlimited workouts anytime, anywhere, for the same price. These workouts are designed to work your core, lengthen, strengthen, and energize your body, no gym required, and they're perfect for all levels. Whether you're at home, traveling, or squeezing in a quick session on a busy day, I've got you covered. The link is in the show notes below, or you can head straight to happierhealthfitness.com and join today. Your best body and your best health starts here. I can't wait to see you inside.
So there is a direct relationship between SOD and longevity. That's why when it was first discovered by those two American scientists in 1968, it was called the enzyme of life. So SOD is a very, very special molecule, and it's the master enzyme. It's the most important line of defense for your cells.
Why is no one talking about this? I mean, I feel like I'm just around so many doctors, so many scientists, and everyone's talking about glutathione, everyone's talking about NAD, and I've never heard of this. And this is shocking. I thought we were just going to talk about a supplement of vitamin C and some melon extract.
No, there is
way beyond.
Yes, we're way beyond. We're way beyond, and it's much more critical, because if you have a deficiency in SOD, and there are different parts of your body where SOD is produced, there is blood, tissues, mm-hmm. and even you have intracellular SOD, which is called it's a different type of SOD, but it's really help the mitochondria to work perfectly. So if you have a deficiency in this SOD, you will most likely be in a lot of trouble. A lot. I mean, most autoimmune diseases start with a deficiency in SOD at, and it's called, you have copper zinc, and mitochondrial SOD is called manganese SOD. It's type 2 SOD. And, but yeah, it's critical. I think there is more and more awareness on this enzyme and on the other enzymes that help detoxify oxygen reactive species. But basically, yes, it's right at the heart of cellular defense, of your aging, of your ability, of the ability of your cells to defend themselves and so on.
So are you testing that? You can test this biomarker of SOD in your
yes.
blood.
Yes. And
so tissue. Have you taken the supplement and your levels are increased? And can you have too much of this in your body for it to do damage?
Very good question. And the answer is no.
Okay.
Because why? It's very interesting because it's not the product that you digest that is directly going to increase your SOD. So as I said, your body produces SOD as well as catalase and glutathione. Mm-hmm. And what my product does, it will activate your own internal mechanism of producing SOD, catalase, and GPX, and glutathione. So, and to give you an example, very simple, if you take a mouth and draw a little bit of blood and you measure SOD in its blood, and then you feed the animal as our product, SOD, after 30 days, you draw some blood and measure SOD, you will see that the difference of SOD from day 0 to day 30 is much more than the SOD that we fed the animal. Yeah. So it's not us, it's our ability to trigger a natural mechanism, defense mechanism that is at work there. And that's why there is no toxicity with this product. It's properties. It's not only it's antioxidants, but it's also, it has anti-inflammatory properties. And the most interesting properties are the immunomodulating properties. So the ability to modulate the immune system. And it will regulate your enzymatic pathway. It will regulate your defense mechanism. So I'll give you an example back to our topic of the day, skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Skin, my product was, we recently, for the last few years, we've done a lot of work on vitiligo. Okay, I don't know if you're aware of what vitiligo is, but it's a loss of color of the skin. It's depigmenting the skin. So it's an autoimmune disease. It's 1% of the Western population, but in some countries like India or it's 2 or 3% of the population. So basically, in the process of what happens with vitiligo is that people who suffer from vitiligo, they have their pigmentation skin cells, the pigmenting cells called melanocytes. So they will migrate from the dermis to the epidermis. And in that process of migration, there will be damage by a overactivity, a reaction of the immune system that will target them and damage them. And by doing that, the immune system will prevent those melanocytes to stick at the level of the epidermis. That's why they fall, and that's why you have white patches of color. You're missing that. So To stimulate the production of melanocytes, you have to use natural radiation, such as sun, photo, UVB, you know, phototherapy, laser, and so on. So my product is not going to stimulate melanocytes. That's natural light or UVB. What my product does, it regulates the overreaction of the immune system. And by doing so, will help more melanocytes to reach the epidermis. And the results are very impressive. You know, we've published a number of studies. We have one more coming up, always in combination with phototherapy, to the point that now this product is part of the international medical guidelines for the treatment of vitiligo. So it's been recognized by the top 50 experts in the world in this disease as a useful systemic tool to help with the treatment of vitiligo in conjunction with phototherapy.
That is amazing. So it's also helping regulate your immune system as well. It's not
Modulate, yes.
Or modulate. It's not just benefiting the skin.
No,
we have more.
Yes, we have over 40 published studies and clinicals. We have a website on glycidin.org, and where you find all our studies, and we have done research in more than 10 different countries around the world. It's the technology has been proven, validated by in many different countries. That's my point. And not only on skin, as skin is of our is our prime interest. We do a lot of research on skin in the field of photoprotection, melasma, vitiligo, as I said, and other and even aging. You know, on its own or in conjunction with other products, like topical products, there's great benefits, and we'll get to that in a minute when we talk about the synergy between in and out skincare. But we've done work in cardiometabolic, oncology, even sports medicine, because in all those indications, you have inflammation. Oxidative stress is going to be, and free radicals are present everywhere and all your organs. And if you're sick, if you live in a very highly polluted environment, if you age, you know, more free radicals. So all your organs will be affected, you know. In most chronic diseases, there is a high component of free radicals that is causing inflammation. Inflammation causes free radicals, and it's like a cycle.
Are you guys testing like hsCRP, an inflammation marker? I just did another like extensive test with Jin, Jinfinity, and he has an oxidative stress biomarker. Are you guys doing any of those tests before and after?
We've done measurement of CRPs, in high-level athletes. We've done a study with the national rowing team of Poland.
Wow.
And we're not focusing so much on sports medicine, but I can tell you, yes, inflammatory markers like CRP, lactic acid buildup, and so on, the product will have an impact in reducing those inflammatory markers, as well as reducing the level of lactic acid. So it is beneficial for recovery, basically. Because if you have less inflammation, you will you have better recovery post practicing your workout or your marathon or whatever you're going to do.
I know. I mean, inflammation is the cause of almost the root cause of everything. So, I mean, if you can reduce inflammation in so many ways with athletes and injuries and autoimmune or any of these health, issues, it can really change someone's life. Have you been I mean, this company was developed in 2001.
Yeah, it was established in 2001, but we had a product in 2003 in the market.
And have you been taking this since?
Yes.
Have you noticed, I mean, have your biomarkers changed? And also, what were the benefits of your skin?
You guys know I'm always looking for science-backed ways to improve gut health and immunity, and this one blew my mind. I started using Kepos, the first human milk, yes, human milk equivalent superfood. It's based on human milk oligosaccharides, which are these incredible molecules that help feed your good gut bacteria, strengthen immunity, and even support brain health. Honestly, I wish I had this years ago. It's been such a game changer for my digestion and overall energy. If you want to try this for yourself and see how it works in your own life, just head to the link in the show notes and use my special discount code BiohackerBlondie for 15% off your order. Simple, easy, and such a game changer. You've heard me talk about fasting before, but I get it. Fasting isn't easy to stick to. That's why I personally love Prolon, the 5-day fasting mimicking diet. It's backed by decades of research from Dr. Walter Longo at USC, and it gives you the benefits of fasting, cellular renewal, metabolism reset, and longevity support without giving up food completely. You will notice steady energy, better focus, and you won't feel deprived. If you want to try it for yourself, Prolon is offering my listeners 25% off your first order. Just head to the link in the show notes, or you can head to my website under the shop tab, or just go directly to prolonlife.com/BHB. It's a great reset if you're ready to support your long-term health in a real research-backed way.
On my skin, most people say that I have very good skin. But you cannot
see that. I
didn't know
this was just parent French because you guys have amazing skin. So I didn't know.
Maybe,
or L'Oreal,
but,
maybe.
Yeah. but I'll tell you an objective marker. Every year I do my annual checkup.
Okay.
And I do a very specific, I have a very specific checkup on called IMT, intima media thickness. Intima media thickness is a... It's the measurement of your plaque buildup at the level of the carotid.
Interesting.
You can do that by ultrasound.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And it's very, very effective, very precise. And it's considered by the American Heart Association as the most reliable predictive marker of cardiovascular accidents. Mm. And my IMT is very good. You know, it's always in check, and that's and I have the test to show it, and I do that every year. And I have not, you know, there hasn't been any increase. So that's a very objective. And by the way, excuse me. We did a 2-year study on atherosclerosis, which we published. Everything that I'm telling you is published, okay?
Yeah,
I'm not telling you that
amazing.
Something that we are not, we haven't published. And we noticed that it could have an impact on the plaque buildup, you know, as well. It takes time, okay, because that's an inflammatory process as well. But it can actually have an impact on intima media thickness, the plaque buildup in your arteries.
Wow, that's huge. I mean,
and you could tell me, awesome. Oh, why aren't you involved in that space? Because it's such a big space. But, you know, the investment that you have to make to demonstrate something like that is massive. You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of research. And at the end of the day, we're still a rather small company, even though we operate in 50 countries. And I don't have those resources, you know, that kind of resources. And because I want to keep the control of my company and do the things that I want and do the things that I want to do, not be under the direction of some strange investment funds, you know, or big pharma. So we are very disciplined, in where we put our investment money, in terms of research money. And cardiovascular, cardiometabolic, those are very expensive research. Dermatology is a lot more affordable because with a smaller group of people, you can still provide, achieve robust demonstration of effectiveness of the product.
So your product also, it helps with dark spots, wrinkles. Okay.
Yes, it helps with melasma.
Okay, because that's my biggest issue. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. And that's something really hard to get rid of.
Yes. And are you taking any topical product for that? Like depigmenting cream, or are you treated
retinol, with... A little retinol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy to send you some products. Like we have a very good product for the treatment of melasma. It's called Skin Brightening, Glycidin Skin Brightening. And by the way, we have a ton of demonstration how it really works well in conjunction with if you're going to do laser treatment or if you're going to do the usual treatment for melasma is called a Klingman Trio. It's a combination of topical products with sunscreens, retinoids, and any depigmenting creams. Okay. And basically, if you combine it with my product, you have double the results. So you have a reduction of the melasma space. It's called MASI, is melasma area specific intensity. And again, we've published, we conducted a study in India on melasma patients.
Okay. I'm just going to come to Paris and you can... do this.
I could send you just a short summary, published summary of all our studies. I think you'll be pretty amazed because we've done a lot of work because we've always thought that we have to take the high ground. You know, it's we're not part of that supplement space. We prefer to talk about natural product, natural medicine, because we have the level of demonstration and in clinical demonstration of some of the drugs, you know, clearly. I'll be happy. You should try it for skin. We've done work in California. We've done work in Florida, in combining laser, combining retinoids with our product to improve skin elasticity, skin hydration, reduce photo damage, reduce wrinkles.
Any specific places in Florida? I'm here in Miami now. I'm from
Miami.
California.
Worked in Miami Skin Center. We've published with Dr. I don't know if it's okay to quote, but it's published. So Dr. Jolie Kaufman, she's in Miami Skin Center, and her clinic is very famous because it used to be the clinic of Dr. Fred Brandt.
Oh,
and Fred Brandt is he loved my products. I was fortunate to have a few very interesting discussions with Fred Brandt he was very knowledgeable. He was a very well-known dermatologist.
Sure.
And just to give you an idea, he was the world's largest injector of Botox.
Wow. Wow. That's something.
Yes. Big. Well, he was Madonna's doctor, dermatologist. He had a lot of he is big name. Unfortunately, he passed away, you know, a few years ago. And Dr. Kaufman and her associates took over that clinic in Miami. I think it's downtown Miami.
Wow. And, okay.
Yeah. So we conducted a study with her on combining laser and our product for the treatment of melasma. And the beauty is that if you combine oral products like mine with laser, non-ablative laser that they use for that treatment, you have much less what is called transdermal water loss. So your skin is not as dry because, and you have much less pigmentation rebounds post-treatment. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's the lasers get so dry. I had another doctor inject salmon sperm. I don't know if you've heard of the salmon sperm.
Yeah, I know.
He helped with the hydration because it was so dry after a laser. And so that was something that was helpful. Yeah. But that is a big issue after lasers as well. So super interesting. So can this be topical as well? Can I put this on top?
No, we only use it orally.
You
know, you have because all our technology is based on the absorption and the effectiveness orally. But and plus there are so many good skincare products out there that we prefer to be the best of all oral products than to be not so good topical products, if you understand what I mean. So that's why that's something I insisted on, is to keep that expertise in what you call supplements or ingestible products, because not go in other application like topical application. But we've done work with combining with retinoids, with Klingman Trios, with other creams.
Okay.
And there is a very strong synergy. On average, we will double the results of just the topical on its own.
Wow. That is, remarkable. I know so many clinics, Dr. Dorfman and people, and I've never heard of this. This is shocking to me.
Yeah.
And I would love to have the results, work much better after lasers or treatments than, just working with the lasers.
I know nobody's, I have to say, and that's a little bit why we're talking today, is that the US is a bit of an exception for us, because it's a very competitive and very expensive market to service.
Mm.
And that's why at this stage, we do work with a number of clinics, but very few. But to really push our line of products with dermatologists or aesthetic physician or plastic surgeons and so on, you need a whole sales force. This is super expensive. Mm. So at this stage, this is something that we do in other countries. Like in Mexico, we work with over 1,000 physicians, 1,000 clinics in Mexico. Wow. We are all over Latin America. But in those countries, we could establish some partnerships with local companies, which we haven't been able to do in the U.S. So until I can do that, it's going to be difficult. Well, we're available on Amazon Prime, but...
it is available there in the U.S.
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Is this popular in France? Is this a very common supplement in France and other countries in Europe?
To tell you the truth, our two best regions are Latin America and Asia. So we're very big in Japan, in Korea, in countries like that. And in Europe,
this is why they have the most beautiful skin in Korea, Japan.
Well, the women, the Japanese and Korean women look very much after the skin. That's for sure. Yeah. They use multiple layering techniques. They use multiple products on a daily basis, but they also know that what basically you eat is what you are. So you have to be very, very careful, because in the U.S., a lot of the skin issues are honestly self-inflicted.
Mm. I know.
Acne, some allergies. So You know, proper diets will go a long way into solving your skin problems, you know. And not too much sun exposure, of course.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, you know. So, and drink enough water, and, you know, it's a whole lot. As it's your area of expertise, you know, lifestyle coach, you know, health coach. You have a big job to do with your listeners. In the U.S.,
It is so toxic here. I am telling you, I am on Brian Johnson's level of, you know, filtering all my water, whole foods, organic. I find farms that I know, because even the water here has so many pesticides and air, like, it's so hard to avoid that. Yeah. That's why everyone feels better. You go to Europe, you lose weight, you lose inflammation. I think it's mostly inflammation, but it is not easy. I mean, even I don't do any processed food. I don't do anything, but I can go to Europe and do whatever and I feel great. It's, I mean, of course I still eat really healthy, but, you know, it is definitely, I think, more difficult in the U.S. to stay away from toxins. And even in our whole foods, they can be corrupt if they're not organic, and there's even organic pesticides, and it's still in the water and the soil. And
yeah, it's
I always try and get food from Europe if I can, olives, olive oil, anything I can, because I try to avoid those pesticides, because people don't think about where your food is coming from. If there's more toxins in a country and it's getting imported from there, or they don't have the regulations, then I'm always thinking about that when I look at food. I mean, I think, you know, so it's something to always think of. But for your supplements as well, why did you choose certain ingredients with the SOD? Because there's other like skincare supplements and vitamins you could have that are kind of popular. You know, and I want to talk about collagen, your thoughts on collagen, your thoughts on vitamin A. I did, you know, and you have very specific tomatoes and vitamin C, orange, and I believe hyaluronic acid. So why did you choose those certain ingredients?
Because of its, you know, when we started, we didn't start on skin. Skin was not our focus. What was our focus was oxidative stress and inflammation. And our original studies were not on skin. It's only later that we moved to skin. So, and it's such a versatile product, because it's really working at the heart of cellular defense and cellular homeostasis, the balance of the cells.
Mm.
But it can be applied... yes, it cannot do everything, to your point. So we usually, we have products that are combination. So we combine it SOD with, we have a product that contains hyaluronic acid. I love krill oil, omega-3s. And there are, krill oil is a source of omega-3 that is very rich in phospholipids. You know, it's seven times more phospholipids than fish oil. So we use very rich source of omega-6, such as borage oil and so on. So we do use other ingredients. I'm not so keen on collagen, to be honest with you, because I haven't seen any compelling clinical data in terms of penetration of collagen orally. I'm not talking topical, I'm talking orally. Absorption is problematic. But yes, we're willing to have a look. I love it when I see I identify an ingredient that is that works in synergy with our SOD. So we have a great interest in probiotics and fibers, and because oxidative stress and the microbiote work hand in hand.
Yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, if you're a healthy human being, one thing you can do for your health is make sure that you have a healthy microbiota and make sure that you control your stress, your oxidative stress. If you solve those two issues, you'll be in much better shape and much better health. So wow. What we do at Isocell is the oxidative stress. We don't do the microbiota because, you know, that's a totally different mechanism of action, totally different technology.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you work on your immune system, you will work on your skin.
Yeah.
Because 90% of skin diseases are linked to the immune system.
I know.
Okay. Whether it's
everyone wants to blame the sun, and I'm like, it's not the sun. It's how your cells are reacting to the sun, and it doesn't know how to defend the body, you know.
Yes, because, in the case of melasma, it's you develop melasma because you don't have enough natural photoprotection.
Mm.
Your body doesn't, your immune system is not strong enough to provide that photoprotection, which is the other side of the coin when it with vitiligo. Vitiligo, your immune system is overproductive. Melasma, it's not. But it's the same pathway. It works.
Yeah.
We're happy to keep working on SOD to be the world expert on this enzyme. Combine it with other interesting ingredients for specific indication.
What has been your since you've been in this skincare line and working with L'Oreal, what has been your go-to skincare? Like, what have you suggest for good skin as well? I want to hear what you learned over 20 years.
I think L'Oreal, L'Oreal has many, many good products. You know, I mean, seen from the inside, they pay a lot of attention to the quality of the ingredients, the formulation, you know, the safety of their products. I don't think you need to go to the most expensive products.
Okay.
I think they are great products across the range. So, personally, I prefer their dermatology called lines, such as Roche-Posay, SkinCeuticals, or those products. I like very much because they have good the clinical data. They have very good formulation, absorption. They are very safe. So but there are many good topical products on the market, you know, honestly,
which is
not the case for all supplements.
I might add.
So,
supplement.
No, L'Oreal is great.
Today? What did you use this morning?
That's the question. Well, honestly, it's a good question, but this morning I used Clarins. I like very much their mains line. So I use Clarins this morning.
Do you do red light or do you do any lasers?
Light. No. I'm not very good at using alternative treatments. I use topical treatments. I use sunscreens. I try to, do a workout regularly. I stay out of the sun if I can, you know. I try to control my weight. But I don't do a lot of aesthetic treatments.
Wow, okay.
Maybe it's not a good idea. All my friends want to do some hair grafting on me.
Yeah.
They want to do. In my space, I'm more in the functional area than really in the aesthetic area, if you see what I mean. So yeah, I pay really a lot of attention to demonstration, you know, but aesthetics, I try to work out, to sports, control my diet, you know. I haven't done any Botox or anything like that.
Wow. Okay. I know. It's very popular in LA, you know, Miami.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Everything. And now, what are your thoughts on stem cells? Have you seen a lot of stem cell procedures, hair, face, microneedling?
I am certainly not an expert on stem cells. I know that they are very popular. They are, you know, they are developing. The exosome also is developing. Yeah. You know, you have a, I think stem cells is very promising, if you want my opinion, but I'm no expert in that field. I try to be very humble. I know a very small part of medicine, of dermatology, and that's what I focus on. You know, there are people who would be, but where we are very strict and rigorous is really in identifying products and ingredients that have really strong clinical support, because there is so much crap in this market. You know, there are some very interesting products, oral products, but a lot of products are actually using a fraction of the clinical dosage, you know, in their products, you know. So what's the manufacturing process? Is there any compatibility or incompatibility between the ingredients? You know, those ingredients are active, so they react between each other. So we're just trying to do a good job.
No, I love it. You're really getting to the core of cellular health and
exactly. Storage. Exactly. Yeah. And honestly, I think this is the future, because functional medicine, functional dermatology is really growing in awareness among physicians, among patients, you know. You know, you have a wave of new drugs that are called biotherapies, you know, like immunosuppressant. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a lot of history with these drugs. So if you have skin disease like atopic skin or even vitiligo or psoriasis, and you know, most likely your physician could very well, if your case is severe, it could very well prescribe some immunosuppressant. But that's only the visible part of the iceberg. What's the root cause of your skin problem? You know, this is what you have to investigate. And that's a lot more difficult.
I wonder if there's a certain, you know, like there's gene therapy now, like increasing colistatin to increase muscle. So I wonder if this could be some type of gene therapy in the future.
It could very well be.
I mean, going.
it's an endless adventure. Medicine is, that's what is fascinating. In medicine is that you can go and work for, and there are always new discoveries, always new fields, always, it's a fascinating area.
I love it so much, because there's just, I am so deep in this space and I just keep learning more and more and more. And a lot of people need their help. And this product of yours is so amazing, because it's really not just treating skin, it's really treating your health, your overall, your cells, which is the most important part. And I love how you knew about phospholipids, which I don't think a lot of people talk about, but that's so important for cellular health and your neurotransmitters and everything. And I just want to get the word out, you know, so that people can really feel good and feel healthy, because I think a lot of people's health is not doing well and it's going the opposite direction that we would like. I think
exactly. Yeah. You know, the your lifespan, you know, I mean, in the US, it's not going in the right direction, you know. That's actually
true. I don't get it. We have more knowledge. We know about our DNA. We have so much money behind research and scientists and everything. And how is our health declining? It's absurd. We have AI now. And so these things should be going, we should be increasing our lifespan at least 10, 20 years by now. And
yes, instead, but I think obesity is the big issue in the US. And diabetes.
Obesity?
You know? Yes.
Oh, for sure. The processed food, I can't even tell you how common. You can go to London or Europe. You see vegetables, fruits, and stands everywhere, real food, even at the airports. Here, you have to go to a Whole Foods, a grocery store, miles away. You don't see produce. And so it hurts me that, you know, children just see chips. They see cookies at a typical convenience store. I mean, in European countries, they have fruits and vegetables and good dairy at the convenience stores. And so it's a big issue. And I don't know if the big food companies are controlling this, because it seems like a very easy solution, but it's, I think the money is governing it. So it's hard battle.
Yeah. No, processed food is highly toxic, because your body is not used to absorb processed food.
Chemicals.
I would think it's common sense.
It's the craziest thing how people think that's food. It's like, when did we get to a point where we think these Doritos or Oreos or this is food? It's not food. It's chemicals, and our body it's a foreign object. And our body is like, what do I do with this? And then you get the confusion of your body and your cells, and they start attacking each other because it's so confused with itself. It's an issue. So which product do you take daily? I just want to know which one is your go-to.
Yes. What I take every morning religiously when I wake up is a product that we've developed, which is called glycerin anti-aging. That's one of the best product on the market, because in terms of controlling inflammation, it's probably it has all those rich omega-3 phospholipids, omega-6, you know, hyaluronic acid and other vitamins. So it's really it packs a real very powerful punch. And it's a great product. We have great clinical data product. And, you know, we don't have a huge range. You know, we only have a few products, because we try to develop products that are at the heart of what you need. So, of course, if you have serious deficiencies, I'd say, for example, in vitamin D, you know, what we supply, what you give you, our daily dosage of vitamin D is not going to be enough. You know, your physician is going to tell you, oh, you need 10,000 units, you know. So, yes, but for someone who has a balanced lifestyle, who wants to look after his skin, his heart, overall health, I think that's a great product. And I call it it's the workhorse of to fight inflammation, your body inflammation.
And when will people see results? How long do they need to?
I think, you know, we have clinical data that show results after 2 weeks, but I think most people will see results after maybe 3-4 weeks.
Oh, amazing.
You know, nutrition works slowly. It's not, and that's a problem that we have. It's not like a 24-hour results.
Yeah, I know.
People tell me, I have photo damage. And I tell them, okay, you've taken 20 years of your life with photo exposing your body to, and you want me to fix it in 48 hours, right?
Yeah.
This is not going to work.
But
yes, you see, and those are cumulative benefits. You know, after 3-4 weeks, you will see a better glow, more energy, you know, more radiant skin. And that's what you see. But in your body, there will be, because it's systemic, it will affect all your organs. So there will be less inflammation in your organs.
Amazing.
And so, yes, that will be my, for people, you know, above the age of 40, 45, I would go to this product. For people who are more interested in, you know, clear skin or younger folks or people with potentially acne, you know, I would go to a product that we call skin brightening. Okay. It's Glycemin Skin Brightening. And for, and this is really more for physicians, for therapeutic support, I will go for the Pure Enzyme, the SOD Pure, which we have, we call it the antioxidant enzyme.
Is it a higher dose?
It's not, well, it's higher dosage. It's, you have 500 milligram in two capsules, while for the others, you need to take three capsules to have 500 milligrams. But in the others, you have other ingredients.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Well, this is so, I'm so glad we met and I learned about this because this is truly amazing. And I feel like everyone needs to know about this. So I'm going to try and help spread the word in the U.S. And I have a lot of listeners and people I know in Europe as well. So, and you, everyone can go find this on Amazon and or, and if they're in Europe, they can just order from the website.
Yes, we have distribution in Europe everywhere. That's not a problem. They just Google glycidin. Well, in the U.S., it's called Glycidin Skin Nutrients.
Okay.
But it's available on Amazon, and in Europe, just glycidin, and you'll find it. We are available all over Europe, Asia as well. It's not a problem. And Latin America, very good coverage in Latin America.
In Canada?
Yes, Canada as well. We are on Amazon Canada.
Okay, amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. This was really, truly remarkable. You know so much, and I can't believe you're not a scientist or doctor and have a business background because you know so much about cellular health. So it's really amazing. So thank you.
I was very lucky to be to have very great godfathers that really, and I try to be a sponge with them, you know, like the Professor Montagnier, Nobel Prize of Medicine, but many others, you know, who got interested in this product and really who gave their time for it, you know, because there was no way I could afford them, but they were interested in what we were doing.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Well, hopefully we can meet someday, but thank you so much.
Well, if you come to France, you have to let me know. And
you have to come to the conference.
Thank you for listening to this conversation with Françoise. I hope it gave you a deeper understanding of how oxidative balance, antioxidant defense, and clinically validated nutraceuticals can support both your cellular health and your skin's longevity. If you enjoy this episode, make sure to subscribe to the Biohacker Blondie podcast, share it with someone who's interested in science-backed wellness, and leave a quick review. It truly helps bring more incredible guests on the show. You'll find all the links, resources, and exclusive offers in the show notes or on my website. Keep prioritizing prevention, keep exploring new tools for optimal living, and keep biohacking your best life every single day.